I'ma call a couple of hard pipe-hitting niggas to go to work on the homes here with a pair of pliers and a blowtorch. You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Apparently.
I'm about to present the WWF Championship. However, if you recall, the deal was Undertaker and Kane. You would get the title shot as long as you kept Stone Cold Steve Austin away from me. For three times in less than a week, Austin has brutally attacked me.
That's right.
So let me say this. You didn't live up to your end of the deal. I'm not gonna live up to mine.
What? What's he saying, JR?
You're gonna have to fight for it. on the next pay-per-view. October 18, you two are going to battle it out for the WWF Championship.
That's a judgment day in 3 weeks.
Whether you like it or not. And by the way, since you can't seem to keep Stone Cold out of your business and mine, good. I'm going to put him in it. Austin is going to be the guest referee.
Oh, my God in heaven. What? Austin to referee Kane and The Undertaker
and Stone Cold. Day. Austin, I just hope that somewhere your cellmate is telling you all of this right about now. Because I'm going to be there to watch him suffer the indignity of having to count one of you two monsters to the WWF Championship.
Can you imagine that?
However, so that everyone here in this arena is not cheated, so that everyone at home watching Raw gets their money's worth, then in this ring tonight, you will see Undertaker and Kane in a handicap tag team match.
Take charge, Vince.
Against three individuals.
Three?
Ken Shamrock. Mankind.
What?
And The Rock.
The Undertaker and Kane here tonight live.
And maybe, just maybe, you can get it right. I'd like to wish you the best of luck. You know why? Because I think the two of you are going to need it. Because as far as I'm concerned, it's like dealing with the handicapped.
Uh-oh. Easy.
One's physical and the other is mental.
Oh, look at the look of that
good
face.
Good luck to you both.
Wait a minute. Get your hands off him.
You need to watch your ass. Because the next time you get out of line with either one of us, you're gonna be the one handicapped, and that I will promise.
Mr. McMahon has been warned.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he got caught.
They're holding the ankle and the knee across the steps.
Vince McMahon's leg's gotta be shattered now.
Don't move it! Don't move it!
McMahon writhing in pain at the hands of the two men that will meet for the WWE title in 3 weeks in the Rosemont Horizon at Judgment Day. With Steve Austin as the referee.
How could this happen, JR? McMahon didn't mean it when he called him handicapped. Call a doctor!
Man, McMahon needs an ambulance. Boy, you better not move him. My God, what else can happen here? Folks, we are back here live, and certainly this whole thing has become so chaotic. Earlier tonight, Stone Cold Steve Austin was arrested for
attacking Mr. McMahon.
He did attack Vince McMahon. McMahon had the whole arena surrounded by police to make sure that Austin wouldn't attack before McMahon could present a new WWF champion. Now we are back here live now.
We're going to kill him with that. Come on, hold it. Hold him here, please.
I got him.
Where's the ambulance?
Give him some for pain.
Where is it?
Where is the ambulance?
The ambulance has taken Dan Severn to the hospital. He's not returned yet.
Come on, guys.
And here is why, folks. Mr. McMahon needs an ambulance. He insulted The Undertaker and Kane, refused to name either the WWF champion. And then we saw this.
They may not want to watch this. Don't look.
I want to turn away here, folks.
Oh, look at his leg.
Well, we thought that The Undertaker or Kane would be named the WWF champion. Now we are back live, back in the locker room area. The medical attendants.
That's got to be a compound fracture. I can assure you. Why does he not have his own ambulance? Why is he having to wait for his own ambulance?
Just don't know what to do tonight. My head is aching as I drink and breathe. Memory falls like cream in my bones. Moving a mountain. Must be something I can dream tonight. The air is filled with the moves of you. All the fire is frozen yet still. I have the will.
Interesting to see what it is as he takes off the paper. You know, Sting fans all over the world, and this is really a show of love from I'm assuming the many millions of fans he has. This tremendous superstar in World Championship Wrestling.
Wait a second! That's Abdullah the Butcher! Coming right out of the box! Throwing Sting head first to the safety rail!
That's not from any fan.
Not at all! Abdullah the Butcher relentless! One of the most sadistic, evil men in the history of World Championship Wrestling! Stomping away at the Stinger! Unmercifully!
Who will send the madman from the Sudan on the Stinger?
Referees out to help the Stinger!
into...
Belly to belly, overhead release. Kevin Nash in the ring illegally.
Coming in, ducking low, Rick Steiner.
Now let me ask you the magic question here. If the opportunity arises, will Kevin Nash go for the powerbomb, another $50,000? I think he will.
There you see the Steiners, one of their trademark poses in the ring, daring the opponent to get in. Rick and Scott. I say to that powerbomb question, yes. What did I just see?
He double axed on his own brother.
What in the world did I just see?
You gotta be kidding.
I knew there was something wrong. I could smell it.
He's acknowledging Scott Hall. This is beyond cover.
Oh, he's a DiBiase.
DiBiase.
In the Middle Ages, medicine was still in its infancy. The art of healing was conducted not by physicians, but by barbers. The medieval barbers were the forerunners of today's men of medicine, and many of the techniques they developed are still practiced today. This is the story of one such barber.
Hello, Theodoric of York. It's springtime, and I'm here for my annual haircut and bloodletting.
Well, welcome, son of Miller, William. Well, it's time to see you now. Have a seat. Brunegilda, you start on his hair, and I'll open up one of his veins.
Yes, Theodoric.
Well, how's that little baby I delivered last Christmas when your wife died?
Ah, the little fellow is deformed.
Oh, that's right. I remember now. This may hurt.
And now it's time for another episode of Theodoric of York, Medieval Barber.
There you go. Well, looks like I have another patient. I'll be back in a minute to see how you're doing.
Right, thank you. Just a trim, Brunegilda.
Hello, Theodoric, Barber of York.
Hello, Joan, wife of Simkin the Miller. Well, how's my little patient doing?
Not so well, I fear. We followed all your instructions. I mixed powder of staghorn, gum of Arabic with boiled sheep's urine and applied it in a poultice to her face.
And did you bury her up to her neck in the marsh and leave her overnight?
Oh, yes. But she still feels as listless as ever, if not more.
Well, let's give her another bloodletting. Oh, Brunegilda.
Yes, Theodoric.
Take 2 pints.
Yes, Theodoric.
Will she be all right, Barber?
Well, I'll do everything humanly possible. But unfortunately, we barbers are not gods. You know, medicine is not an exact science, but we're learning all the time. Why, just 50 years ago, we would have thought your daughter's illness was brought on by demonic possession or witchcraft. But nowadays, we know that Isabel is suffering from an imbalance of bodily humors, perhaps caused by a toad or a small dwarf living in her stomach.
Well, I'm glad to see she's in such good hands.
Well, thank you.
Oh, God. Theodoric, Barber of York.
Say, don't I know you?
Yeah, you worked on my back.
What seems to be the matter with your friend here?
I broke his legs. I was at the Festival of the Vernal Equinox, and I guess I had a little bit too much mead, and I darted out in front of an ox cart. And it all happened so fast, the poor little fellas couldn't stop in time.
Well, you'll feel a lot better after a good bleeding.
But I'm bleeding already.
Say, who's the barber here?
Okay. Just do something for my legs, could you please?
Okay, well, look.
No!
We'll get him up on the gibbet over here. This might hurt a little bit, naturally.
Yes, I think it is. But I think it's hurting.
A little pain never hurt anyone. Okay. Place them up there. Okay. What we're doing is separating the bones a little bit, and if you don't feel better tomorrow, we'll just cut them off here.
I'm pretty sure I'll be feeling better tomorrow.
Okay. This will teach you to go easy on the mead. Brunegilda, put a few leeches on his forehead. Okay.
Thank you, Brunegilda. You're so kind.
How are we doing?
I feel faint, but...
Well, when was the last time you came in for a worming?
I guess I'm due, but I don't have time today. Please, accept my payment. This fine fat goose.
Oh, well, thank you. Brunegilda will give you your change.
Thank you, Theodoric.
Well, how's the little patient doing?
She's worse. She's looking pale.
Well, if she's not responding to treatment, we'll have to run some more tests. Brunegilda, bring the Caladrius bird.
Caladrius bird?
Yes, the Caladrius bird is a test. We put it next to the patient, and if it looks at the patient's face, then she will die. If she looks at her feet, then the patient will live. So, a little test. Hey! Can you interpret these signs?
No.
Seems to be looking up and down there. Well, okay, just take both. Well, I'm not sure how to read that. Just take 2 pints from her.
Yes, Theodore.
Take 2 pints from that bird, too.
She's dead. Dead! I can't believe my little girl is dead!
Now, Mrs. Miller, you're distraught, you're tired, you may be suffering from nervous exhaustion. Maybe we'll just take some of your blood, too. We'll just...
You're a charlatan! You killed my children just like you killed the rest of my family! Why don't you admit it? You don't know what you're doing!
Wait a minute. Perhaps she's right. Perhaps I've been wrong to blindly follow the medical traditions and superstitions of the past centuries. Maybe we barbers should test those assumptions analytically through experimentation and a scientific method. Perhaps this scientific method could be extended to other fields of learning, the natural sciences, art, architecture, navigation. Perhaps I could lead the way to a new age, an age of rebirth, a renaissance. Nah.
Tune in next week for another episode of Theodoric of York, Medieval Barber. And you hear Theodoric say...
Well, I think a little more bloodletting and some boar's vomit, he'll be just fine.
Into the top turnbuckle.
Crush is hurt.
Chop right across the chest there.
But I believe you got to get Crush down. You can't stand up and physically go at it with him. He's too big, too massive.
And
see?
He caught Doink in midair. Clothesline. Hook him up and over, and down outside goes Doink the Clown. And Doink goes, where's he going, guys? He got under the ring. Well, he was trying to go under the ring.
Trying to hide.
Trying to...
Crush caught him. I think he was going to crawl through to the other side and come up behind Crush. He'd catch a plane if he had the chance. Wouldn't be a bad move either.
You should have thought of that before. A little overconfident, Doink is.
Look at this strength.
The strongest man.
Extends the arms, military press.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Listen to the people.
He'll squeeze the ooze out of that green hair, perhaps.
Shotgun.
And he's caught him there.
He's got him in it, but he made it to the ropes.
And the referee there to call. Oh.
Square on the referee.
Referee inadvertently knocked down there.
Well, I got to admit, I think the crutch got mad at the referee for trying to break it. He wants Doink so bad. There goes Doink under the ring. Stop him right now.
Trying to get away again.
Trying to get away from crutch, no doubt.
I know what's under there. He's going for one of those big pipe wrenches they use to construct the ring and everything here. He's going to part his hair with a pipe wrench or a crescent wrench.
Desperate men do desperate things in Doink is desperate to say the least.
I'm concerned about the official who is lying there motionless.
No, he's just out cold. That's all he is.
He's down, and guess what? He can't get up.
Crush don't care about the victory now. He's remembering the pain factor.
Oh, he's got it on him.
He's got it again.
Put him out, Crush.
Squeezing there.
That a baby.
Takes him down.
The cloud. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
What's going on here? There's another one. He caught him from behind.
With that arm.
There's two pounds.
That arm was loaded the last time they checked it. I'm slapping myself in the face.
You know what this is? This is an illusion.
No, it's another two of them.
Double Doink.
Double two Doinks. If one wasn't enough. Oh, my. There's things coming.
He broke it over his head.
Look at that.
They've got all kinds of things in that up.
How does he do it? Look at this. This is one of the greatest tricks I've ever seen.
Remember what Doink said about double vision?
Oh. There's a battery laying in the ring.
It was inside that, prosthesis or whatever it is.
What a great illusion.
An illusion? What are you talking about?
That's not an illusion. I'm in a state of shock right now. There are two Doinks.
You know, David Copperfield is responsible for this. He talked to his own illusion. I believe it.
That's not magic. That's cheating.
Exactly right.
Magic.
It's cheating.
I bet you never thought that it would turn out like this. Mama's little girl, Daddy's little princess. But somewhere in your fairy tale, everything went wrong. Now the sun don't shine, the words don't rhyme, we're out of time. You've been beaten down, kicked around, on the ground, but you took it like a woman, victimized. Terrorized, paralyzed, but you took it like a woman. Pushed too far, pulled too hard, deeply scarred. I know you must have felt the pain, but you took it like a woman. You thought you had your Mr. Right, but he was really Mr. Hyde. You gave him your most precious gift. You were his bleeding bride. He tied you up, pulled your hair, and slapped your innocent face. Yeah, you were black and blue. He laughed at you. So what'd you do? Are you been beaten down, kicked around on the ground, but you took it like a woman, victimized, terrorized, paralyzed. But you took it like a woman. Pushed too far, pulled too hard, deeply scarred. I know you must have felt the pain, but you took it like a woman. And so it's over now. Your fantasy life is finally at an end. And the world above is still a brutal place. And the story will start again. You've been beaten down, kicked around on the ground, but you took it like a woman. Victimized, terrorized, paralyzed, but you took it like a woman. Pushed too far, pulled too hard, deeply scarred. I know you must have felt.
Years old. You ain't gonna get the best of me. I made it through Korea. I can make it through this bullshit. Son, I think you made a big mistake. You're in Mooney's territory now. For me? I ought to shoot you right now, you red-nosed freak. So you want to play games, eh? Rights, but you're in Mooney's jail, and you ain't got no rights. All right, Buster. God.
Hey, Officer Mooney, come on, let us out of here.
Yeah, we're gonna be here all night or what?
Yeah, we get one phone call, don't we?
Right, I'm gonna call my.
Shut up! Get your hands up.
What are you in for?
same game.
Oh, and the lady I saw you with last night.
Don't worry, Dave. All we wanted to do was kill you.
What's out there?
Yes, please.
The dragon. A beast of such power that if you were to see it whole and all complete in a single glance, it would burn you to cinders.
Where is it?
It is everywhere. It is everything. Its scales glisten in the bark of trees. Its roar is heard in the wind. And its forked tongue strikes like...
Oh, like lightning. Yes, that's it.
How can I...
turn down these voices inside my head. Lay down with me, tell me no lies. Just hold me close, don't patronize. Don't patronize.
Intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming.